Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Rosendahl, Germany, with Helmut Twilfer, the president of Schernox, a Sika company. Helmut, how are you doing today?
I think very well. Thank you very much.
I'm on my way to the Domotec show in Hanover, and I came here to tour this facility where you make this self-leveling floor prep system, a synthetic gypsum product. It's a revolutionary product that's just being introduced in the U.S., and I want to get into more details on that. But first, let me ask you a little bit of the background. Tell us a little bit about Schernox, if you will.
Schernox is a quite old company. It was already founded in 1891 in the eastern part of Germany. And after the Second World War, the owner of this company went to the western part of Germany and built the first factory here in Rosendahl. And since then, we had a fantastic development. We were able to grow the business and we built a new factory. And we are in the business of tile adhesives, tile grouts, and also floor leveling compounds and floor adhesives. In the mid of the 90s, we invited, as the first German company, a gypsum-based floor leveling compounds. After more than 15 years of after the introduction, we can say we are the market leader in this product segment in Germany.
Actually, let me key in on that. I want to point that out. So this system, this self-leveling system or floor prep system, you're the market share leader in the German country.
Yes, we are.
You know, it's interesting how important this self-leveling system has become in the United States, because we are moving very quickly from carpet, which is forgiving as far as the condition of the subfloor, to an LVT-based or other types of hard surface products where it's very critical that the subfloor be level and smooth. So let's delve further into synthetic gypsum. Tell us what drove that development.
I think this development was influenced, of course, by the reunion of the western and the eastern part, and we saw some different subfloors that need some different treatment. And this was the reason to start a quite new development, to start with new ideas, and this was the driving force for this gypsum-based floor leveling compound. Mm-hmm. And especially that we have no shrinkage of the finished floor, this is the huge advantage, and I think this led to the fact that we could grow this business in this nice way.
Mm-hmm. So when the Iron Curtain came down in Germany and the country started working on improving the infrastructure of Eastern Germany, and you saw how rough the floors were, there became a higher demand for this product and thus drove the development. What are the key benefits of a synthetic gypsum-based self-leveling system versus, say, a cementitious, which is somewhat of the state of the practice in the United States?
It's a dust-reduced product. It is not shrinking. It has low emission. It is a very environmentally friendly product. So, and this is, in a nutshell, the advantage of this product compared to traditional cementitious floor leveling compounds.
Not to get into this in too much detail, but the raw material is a waste byproduct of the scrubbing system in Germany as you burn coal for energy. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's absolutely correct. You described it very well.
One of the things I want to point out is that the cementitious product that's used primarily in the United States, as far as difficulty of use, this product has a very low viscosity and it's very easy to use. Once you mix it up and pour it on the floor, gravity levels it out and you don't have to get on your knees to put it in, right?
Yeah, and this was also the idea when we invented this product, that we could fulfill our promise to the market and that we could fulfill our mission to make the life of our craftsmen every day a little bit better and easier. And of course, what we say, the ergonomic application is a valid advantage that we see using this product.
I want to key in on this. You point out that one of your focuses at Schernox is to focus on making the craftsman or the installer's job easier. And another point I want to make about this product is a cementitious product, most people would know, has a caustic reaction to skin, and you don't have that with this product, correct?
No, absolutely right.
So as you approach the development of market share in the United States, you've partnered with HPS Subfloors, which is High Performance Subfloors, and Thomas Trissel, correct?
Yeah. I think when we started the activity, it was important for us to find the right partner in the U.S. to enter the U.S. market. And we were absolutely happy to find Thomas Trissel. This is a perfect match. And so we decided to enter the market together with Mr. Trissel. And so far, I can also tell you that this has been quite a nice success story.
Yeah, one of the issues that I think HPS Subfloors is running into is the specifications that were written said that a subbase must be cementitious. And so you're going through the process now of actually changing that so that you focus more on the performance, which is the PSI strength, versus what the material is. And also, you know, the practice in the United States has been to either use a skim coat or a more cementitious solution for subfloor preparation. And that cementitious product, as you mentioned before, has a shrinkage issue that this product doesn't have, correct?
You are correct. And of course, I think we were aware that we come with a new solution, not used to find US. And we were absolutely, it was absolutely clear for us that we have to educate the market, that you have to convince all the floor covering producers to change the specification and to allow us to come also out with our solution. And also here we have seen some success in the market. Of course, it takes time to convince people, but we continue to educate contractors and to help them to use our material and to help them also to make their lives easier.
I just took a tour of this facility, and do you have enough capacity to supply the U.S. market once this self-leveling system takes grab in the United States?
I think this will not be a problem because recently we changed all our filling lines, and an exchange means more capacity to the production, and so we are prepared for further growth in the U.S.
Well, it's good to talk to you and appreciate you hosting me here. Again, been talking to Helmut Twilfer, who's president of Schernox, a Sika company, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.